This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
The shadows have all of the room. I was riding free on that old SP, humming a southern tune.
When a man came along, made me hush my song, keep me all the way out there.
Then I turned around to that desert ground I would see no more.
And as I rode away, I heard the pale moon say, sure gets lonesome way out there.
Steve.
saddle, two men, cattle to tend, plenty to be done. Let me live on the range where a man has room to roam in and to dream of his love.
Just heard Way Out There by Marty Robbins, followed by a great rendition of The Hills of Old Wyoming by the Sons of the Pioneers. That's a pretty rare one, and we hope you enjoyed it. You know, back in the 1930s, the Sons of the Pioneers made a couple of movies with Dick Foran as the singing cowboy star. Well, in the early 40s, Dick Foran joined the Sons of the Pioneers in a radio show. We have a song from that show titled The Old Chisholm Trail, featuring Dick Foran singing with the Sons of the Pioneers.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you of my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Well, I started up the trail October 23rd, and I started up the trail with the flying you heard. I woke up one morning on the Chisholm Trail with my rope in my hand and a cow by the tail. Now I'm up in the morning of 4 daylight, and before I sleep the moon shines bright. Well, old Ben Bolt was a blame good boss, but he'd go to see the gals on a sawback horse. Now it's beans and bacon most every day. I'd as soon be eating on the prairie hay. With my knees in my saddle and my seat in the sky, I quit punching cows in the sweet by and by.
Dick Foran with the Sons of the Pioneers and the Old Chisholm Trail. That's a pretty rare rendition. And we have another rare rendition by the Sons of the Pioneers this time. I'm not sure we've played any of these three on the show. This one is called Hello, Way Up Yonder.
Shining out yonder in the heavens blue. distant star. Sometimes I wonder if it isn't you beckoning me from afar.
Hello,
hello, way up yonder in the blue. Is the boss just like they say, that his doggies never stray, nor you?
The Sons of the Pioneers with Hello Way Up Yonder. Well, now we'd like to play a few songs by the Sons of the Pioneers with some friends of theirs. We heard Dick Foran singing with them a few minutes ago when they did the Old Chisholm Trail. Well, now, here's Johnny Western with a song composed by his friend Stan Jones. And he's accompanied by more friends, the Sons of the Pioneers. It's called Rollin' Dust.
They ride along the fading trails of long, long ago, and sparks of hoofbeats glitter in the shadows as they go. Out across the backlands where the dust has laid so long, you'll see them loping through the night and hear their riding song. Are long and many since they rode down into town. It's now just weeds and wormy boards and shacks all tumbled down. Where once they stood up to the bar and pretty girls discussed, they now hear ghostly laughter through a veil of heavy dust. Hats and boots and saddles are all moldy as they ride. Their faces grim and silent, cause for them all time has died. Out there with the night wind, they ride on through the dust, and guns a-swinging at their sides have crumbled into rust. See them in the history books or in a cloudy sky. Their fame will live forever and their ghosts will never die. Out there with the night wind, they ride because they must, though deep down in some lonely grave they've long since turned to dust.
Johnny Western with the Sons of the Pioneers and Rollin' Dust. Now we have a song by Stan Jones accompanied by the Sons of the Pioneers. They didn't use that name on the record label. They were called the Deputies back in 1957 when they recorded this song for the Disneyland label. It's a song from the film Missouri Traveler. Stan Jones sings it with the Pioneers and it's titled In Missouri.
In Missouri, in Missouri, skies are bluer, old friends are much truer back in Missouri, in Missouri.
Missouri. In Missouri, there's old Muddy, as close as a buddy. Back in Missouri, in Missouri, when you get there, sweet harmonizing, and life is rosy, kind of cozy.
Jones and the Sons of the Pioneers with In Missouri. Now we have one of my all-time favorite versions of our theme song. This one has the Sons of the Pioneers backing Perry Como.
I'll be found drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweeds. I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along deep in my heart is a song. On the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, tumbleweed, see them tumbling down.
Drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweeds. I know when night has gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Tumble and tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
Perry Como and the Sons of the Pioneers with Tumbling Tumbleweeds. You know, back in the 1950s when Perry had his national television show, it was one of the most popular shows on television. And on that show, he had a trio called the Fontaine Sisters. And they became quite well known through that show. They recorded a number of songs on their own. And one of them was composed or co-composed by Buddy Ebsen, who was Rex Allen's sidekick in the movies. He was Rex's first sidekick, I believe, and he worked with Fess Parker when Fess Parker had the role of Davy Crockett in the Walt Disney movies. But perhaps he's best known as the star of the Beverly Hillbillies on television. That's Buddy Ebsen. But we're going to hear from the Fontaine Sisters with the Sons of the Pioneers as they sing Buddy Ebsen's composition titled Handsome Stranger.
Yippee-i-oh, said the handsome stranger. Yippee-i-ay, as he rolled away.
Oh, how she fell for the handsome stranger the day he rode down the Santa Fe,
down the dusty trail. She heard his spurs a jingle,
and praying he was single, gave her love
that faithful day,
hoping he would stay.
So well,
oh, she could tell
that the handsome stranger might break her heart in the same old way.
She didn't know.
'Cause cowboys love and leave 'em,
and no girl should believe 'em.
It's farewell, and they ride away.
Sons of the Pioneers with the Fontaine Sisters and Handsome Stranger. Now, here again are the Sons of the Pioneers, but this time with Mason Williams singing Cowboy Buckaroo.
I was raised on matinees on Saturday afternoons, looking up at Poppy, Jean, and Roy. Oh boy. And I grew up thinking the best a man can do is be a rootin', tootin', straight shootin' cowboy buckaroo. Spurs are jangling, whoop-it-tie-yay. Just a wrangling through every single day. Yodel-little-little-little-little-lady, a man should be a rootin', tootin', straight-shootin' cowboy, buckaroo. A buckaroo's a cowboy who believes in what is good. A buckaroo wouldn't hurt you if he could.
If he could.
I ain't afraid to say it, 'cause I ain't afraid of you. I'm a rootin', tootin', straight shootin' cowboy, buckaroo.
Spurs a janglin', whoop-it-tie-yay. Just a wranglin' through every single day.
I'm a rootin', tootin', straight shootin' cowboy, buckaroo.
Should we be the way we are, or be how we could be? Could illusion become reality? I've got to ask the question, 'cause the answer's overdue. Why can't we all ride together and be cowboy buckaroo? Spurs a jangling, whoop-it-tie-yay. Just a wrangling through every single beautiful day.
Your little lady.
Why can't we all ride together and be cowboy buckaroo? Why can't we all ride together and be cowboy buckaroo?
Next up, we have a cowboy classic. It's The Sons of the Pioneers with Vaughn Monroe and their recording of Cool Water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste.
Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads a burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
Clear water.
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Don't you listen.
listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water.
Monroe with the Sons of the Pioneers and Cool Water. You know, that song was recorded during the Second World War, and it reminds me that not long after we did our show on veterans a few weeks ago, I got a package in the mail from an old friend from England named Nicholas Dodd. It was a little book he had written titled A POW Survivor's Journey. A POW Survivor's Journey. Now, both of us had retired many years ago, and I didn't even know Nick had been working on a book. But as it turned out, he had an aunt in England who married a fellow from Poland who was captured in the early days of World War II. And he'd written enough notes about his experience to make a book. But I guess he needed someone to help him get the notes into shape to make them publishable. And the old fellow died before that could happen. So a few years later, his nephew Nick, Nicholas Dodd, organized his uncle's notes and published them as a little book on Amazon titled A POW Survivor's Journey. I read it and found it fascinating. It's from a period in history we shouldn't forget. You know what they say about forgetting history. Now let's wrap up our set about friends hanging out with the Sons of the Pioneers. We're going to let Roy Rogers reunite with the Sons of the Pioneers on a song they did for a movie late in their career. It's called Ride Concrete Cowboy Ride.
Ride Concrete Cowboy Ride. The old highway is your range. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
Now you're the bandit on the run, not a bad guy, just having fun. Still riding hard beneath those western skies. If there's an ambush up ahead and you see Smokey's lights flashing red, remember Trigger and me will be by your side.
Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your lane. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
All those bad guys that I faced at the Saturday matinee, you and me
and a million saddle pals. With a never empty gun, we kept those outlaws on the run. Remember how we fought and rode until we had them all corralled.
So ride, concrete cowboy, ride the open highway. And four little buckaroo, and happy, happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers wrapping up our segment of Friends hanging out with the Sons of the Pioneers. Well, now we've got some new songs and some rare songs, starting off with one recently recorded by Lon Hanna. It's a new song based on lyrics composed by Darrell Arnold, and it's titled The Highly Exalted.
Texas with longhorns pushed thousands of head up the trails, fought rustlers and Indians and rivers and dust, till finally they put them on rails. Some came out of old California, vaqueros became buckaroos, riatas and horsehair and fine Spanish bits, bright silver adorning their tools. Oh, they are the highly exalted, the ones other men want to be, the ones who live horseback from dawn until night, the ones who live high, wild, and free. Oh, they are the men who work cattle with a coil of rope close to hand. They're skilled in the arts of the cowboy, a brotherhood born of the land. They work on the rangelands with cattle from the Gulf to the Medicine Line, from the wide Mississippi to the mountains, grass prairie to tall mountain pine. In Texas, shotguns and bat wings, it's 30-foot ropes hard and fast. In Nevada, it's big loops with 60-foot ropes and dallied lines sizzling past. Our history books tell all the stories of all that a cowboy can be, and you can sure bet that he's out riding yet, saddled up, sitting leather and tree. No matter which rangeland or season, come winter, spring, summer, or fall, just ride a good horse in big country, the cowboy is still riding tall. They do what they love from the saddle, while other men work with their backs. To walk and turn dirt is not what cowboys do, they'd rather do work from their cats. Beneath their big hats they feel special, their jingling rouse sing out to all. To hold you are watching a cowboy, a hero to one and to all. Oh, they are the highly exalted, the ones other men want to be, the ones who live horseback from dawn until night, the ones who live high, wild, and free. Oh, they are the men who work cattle with a coil of rope close to hand. They're skilled in the arts of the cowboy, a brotherhood born of the land. They're skilled in the arts of the cowboy, a brotherhood born of the land.
Lon Hanna with The Highly Exalted. And now, here's Johnny Bond with his friend, the boss man himself, Gene Autry.
How come you're so quiet?
Oh, I don't know, Johnny. Just thinking, I guess.
What about?
Well, for one thing, how small and insignificant we are in this whole big pattern of life.
Yeah, when you stop to think about it, I guess we are at that.
Yes, sir. Just take a look around you. Nothing but mountains, sky, and space as far as you can see.
Yeah. Sure is pretty, though, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you'll have to go an awful long way to beat it, Johnny. Matter of fact, I was just thinking.
I can by reaching on high touch a star in the sky from the rim of the canyon. Lo, I can see far below where the cool waters flow from the rim of the canyon. Gazing on the wonders that grew at God's command, seems that he's so near me, I can feel the touch of his hand. Night and the day is in flight, what a glorious sight from the rim of the canyon.
On the wonders that grew at God's command, seems that he's so near me, I can feel the touch of his hand.
Night and the day is in flight, what a glorious sight from the rim of the canyon, from the rim of the canyon, from the rim of the canyon.
Gene Autry from the rim of the canyon. You know, they started that song with a conversation between Gene Autry and his friend Johnny Bond. Well, here's another friend of Gene's. His name was Ray Whitley. You'll hear the famous cowboy sidekick Lee Lasses White introduce him. He nicknamed him Smokey for this occasion, and Ray and his six-bar cowboys are going to do a song called At the End of the Canyon Trail.
All right, Smokey, gargle up a tune.
There's a rolling prairie and an old corral at the end of the canyon trail. There's a ranch boss waiting with a howdy pal at the end of the canyon trail. I hear the longhorns lowing and milling around as they graze over hill and dale. Oh, I'll soon be riding with my saddle pals at the end of the canyon trail. Oodle-dee-doo, oodle-dee-doo, oodle-dee-oo-dee-ay. Oodle-dee-doo, oodle-dee-doo, oodle-dee-oo-dee-ay, oodle-dee-doo. lies at the end of the canyon trail. There's a million stars up in the prairie skies at the end of the canyon trail. I hear the cowhands singing the song of the range as they lean on the old top rail. There's a good time waiting just around the bend at the end of the canyon trail.
Ray Whitley and his Six Bar Cowboys with At the End of the Canyon Trail. You know, once in a while, you'll start to hear a song in your mind. There may not be any music playing on the radio or on the record player, but it'll be a tune that will sort of drift into your mind, and it's hard to get it out of your head. Maybe you wake up with it. Maybe it just occurs to you while you're walking or riding around. Well, that happened to me. It happens every now and then. And it happened with this next song, so by golly, I figured I'm going to play it on the show. It's another one by Ray Whitley, and it's called The Cowboy and the Lady. It's one of Ray's early recordings.
The Cowboy and the Lady met there on the prairie that was painted by the western sun above. An old trail, cool and shady, led them to the prairie where the cowboy and the lady fell in. Yippee, where the buffalo no longer roam. Yippee, where the Navajo once lived, they built their home. And now they rock a cradle somewhere the prairie where the cowboy and the lady fell in
Cowboy and the Lady. We hope you liked that one. You know, the other day I was going through my collection and I came across a very rare Sons of the Pioneers recording. I'm not sure I've ever played it on the show. So I thought today might be a good time. It's called For the Love of You. It's one they recorded in the 1950s.
For a lover here waits a lover too. I wish you knew.
thyme and flowers wait for the shower's eye, for the love of you. Somewhere a lover comes, to a lover come, to me lover too. I'll be true, sing to me lover, cling to me lover do. I am the lover meant for the love of you.
Let's hear a recent composition. This is a song composed by Ranger Doug of Riders in the Sky, and for this composition, he won the Song of the Year Award from the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in 2023. It's called Shelter of the Wildwood. Here's Ranger Doug with Riders in the Sky.
When the work's all done in autumn and the roundup time is over, I'll be riding for a cabin nestled in a field of clover, where her open arms are waiting to enfold this prairie rover, waiting in the shelter of the wild wood.
Not far off the trail is a leafy vale where the everlasting hills have always stood. When the leaves turn to gold and the wind smells of snow, I'll be riding for the shelter of the wild. Some fixin' and the gate will need some mending. The barn will take a coat of paint, the roof will need some tending. I've got time and money, and my jeans is down the trail I'm wending for the cabin in the shelter of the wildwood. Not far off the trail is a leafy vale where the everlasting hills have always stood. When the leaves turn to gold and the wind smells of snow, I'll be riding for the shelter of the wildwood.
Riders in the Sky featuring Ranger Doug singing his own composition, The Shelter of the Wildwood, the winner of the 2023 Song of the Year Award from the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. Well, now we have a brand new release. This one's by John Lowell from way up in Montana. His song has a great fiddle introduction played by Haley Sandoz. She's terrific. I think you're going to like this one. It's called A Wandering Stray.
I am an old ranch rider. My saddle is my home. Just turn me loose on my old cayuse. The prairies I will roam. The prairies I will roam. Oh, I winter south to Tucson, where seldom does it rain. By summertime, I'm riding high out on the northern plains, out on the northern plains. Come a time, I am a wandering stray. Come a time, on down the trail I go. Silver Belt, Kalispell, and everywhere between. From mountains high to rivers wide, there's no place I ain't seen, no place I ain't seen. Yeah, I'll hire on with an outfit when my bankroll's getting low. I'll work enough to fill my cup and then it's time to go. You know that I must go. An old paint horse, he is my only friend. His gait is smooth, and when he moves, he's faster than the wind, faster than the wind. Oh, I don't think I could settle down and find myself a wife. I have to say, I'd rather stay a drifter all my life. Yeah, a drifter all my life. Come a time, I am a wandering stray. Come a time. Coming with the shadows getting long, we'll share a fire till we retire. The next day I'll be gone. Oh, tomorrow I'll be gone. Come a time, I am a wandering stray. Come a time, on down the trail I go. On down the trail.
Isn't that great? Did you hear that introduction, that fiddle introduction by Haley Sandoz? She is terrific. Like I said, I've watched her grow up in the International Western Music Association. She started out as a little girl playing fiddle with her friends, and she's grown up to be a very talented, beautiful young artist. And we just heard a fine example of her work. And we heard a fine new song by John Lowell, The Wandering Stray. Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling, tumbling.